Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time. Wasn't that long.
But we ain't gonna wait no more.
Felt like a long time.
Rock and roll.
Gone a week. And a couple days.
Felt like I could have another kid while you were gone. Goodness.
That was my scheduled vacation, though. That was my schedule. I missed a couple days on the back end. I'm back. Thank you all for the kind wishes and texts, tweets, DMs, everything. My mother passed away last week. I think everyone who listens to the show on a regular basis knows that we've been going through, when I say we, she was going through it more than I was, a real rough time, lung cancer, and it had gotten horrific. You know, when we were in Chicago doing the Big Ten media days, she was very, very sick. And really, for the last, 3 months, I have just
you dedicated your
her.
Life yes. to her. Yes, you have.
Yeah, and what you do if there's someone that you love that is suffering, you kind of it was a conscious decision that hey, my life isn't my life right now. My life is my mom's life. I need to make sure she is comfortable and taken care of. And when she was first diagnosed, she was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer in October. And when we had that first oncologist meeting, I had said to her back then, she was super independent, super proud. You knew her. Mm-hmm. She said to me, I can handle this or whatever. And I said, you are not going to go to a single appointment by yourself ever during the entirety of this ordeal. And thanks to my wife, who is superhuman, and my mom's friends, who were superhuman, she never did go to a single appointment alone, whether it was the oncologist or radiation or chemo or just a follow-up appointment. She always had someone with her. But it had gotten really bad the last few weeks. And so a couple things to say here. We're going to do our regular I got to do the code word. Code word. Better not be cancer. It'd just be wrong on 100 levels.
That's not funny.
Time for your chance to win $1,000. It's 560 WQAM's Training Camp 12 a Days. Your chance. Take home $1,000. Text the word pause. Pause, but like pause, you would pause a video. Not pause like dog pause.
Video? Would you say Netflix now? Are they still pausing videos out there?
Like, I think of pausing and then tracking, fix the tracking, and then hit play again. So text the word pause, P-A-U-S-E, P-A-U-S-E. Text it right now to 72881, and you are registered. Text pause to 72881 right now. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be the top of the next hour. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. Text the word pause, P-A-U-S-E, right now to 72881. So a couple of things. We're going to do our regular show. I want to get caught up on the Dolphins. I heard Big O talking about Hassan Whiteside. There's a lot of stuff going on. Dwayne Wade, is he, isn't he? Who knows? And I do want to talk about the Hall of Fame ceremony on Saturday night as well.
Preacher Lewis?
Preacher Lewis.
The Reverend got up there.
If he was available for my mom's eulogy, it would have been totally different because that dude showed out. Although I'm not certain a lot of it made any sense.
Oh, it didn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, but sometimes
the beauty of it.
The way you deliver it, that's all that matters.
Yes.
Just deliver it. And worry about the other people trying to figure out what you're saying in the end. You just deliver it.
He caught up with Denzel on that speech. Him and Denzel are my 1A now.
1A.
Boy, they got sayings.
So, a couple things, and we're going to, like I said, do the show. But I do want to say this because everyone was super supportive, and a lot of people certainly here at the radio station on social media know what my mom was going through. A lot of times, bosses will tell you family first, and they don't really mean it. It feels good for them to say. they want to say the right thing. Family first, take care of your family. When I met Len, our program director, when he took over however long ago it was, I told him that my mother was dealing with cancer and I was, you know, my dad's dead, so I was her caregiver. And he had said to me, family first, you do what you have to do for your mom. And I'm being 100% honest here. Some people in positions of power say that, but they don't really mean it.
No.
And Len Weiner meant it. That dude from day one, anytime I would say, my mom's got an appointment at 10. I think I should be able to be here at 2 for the start of the show. He would say, you do for your mom whatever you think is right. And when I tell you he meant it, he meant it. And the last couple of weeks, he couldn't have been more supportive. His boss, Carrie Ann, couldn't have been more supportive either. She was texting me support and telling me that the station was here for whatever I needed. And then, you know, Jews, we sit Shiva, which is after the funeral, everyone comes together and you tell stories about who passed. And, you know, everyone says the same thing at a Shiva, which is, why do we always only get together? You know, because it's all extended family. Why do we only always get together when someone died? And then everybody goes about their regular life. You know, you have that moment of clarity where it's like, this puts everything into perspective and whatever. And then Monday rolls around. You go ahead and you do your business and you see everybody at the next Shiva, unfortunately. But Entercom Miami sent a beautiful tray to the Shiva. I'm telling you this. It was so heartwarming the way that the radio station and the radio group treated me that it gave me a lot of faith in who we work for and who we work with. The number of people at this radio station that reached out to me either via text or tweet. I have a voicemail from Channing that I'm tempted to play on the air. Mm. Because you know what he did, Falero? He gave me what he thought I needed, right?
No, don't tell me he gave you a speech.
No, it wasn't a speech.
This was from the heart, man.
He gave me what he thought I needed, which was super understand, and I believe every word that he said, but he delivered it in a way. So I don't know if you recall, because I don't know if we were on a text thread or if I texted you alone, but I wanted to get him angry at me quickly because I was made uncomfortable by the voicemail, and I got an FU out of him within like 3 minutes of him leaving it, and then I responded with, ah. Because that felt right to me. But it was nice. Everybody was so great.
What he does to me. Say, man, I'm praying for you and the family. He just starts messing with me.
I'm
confused. I'm like, hey, man.
He had this big southern drawl working, and it was like, man. I don't know what it was. Man, it was almost a rendezvous. I don't know what was going on.
Just trying to be there.
He texted me, wanted to know if I needed anything for the Shiva from Sam's Club because he knows I like Kirkland. I'm like, does Kirkland make a coffin? He said 4 to 6 week delivery time. I didn't have that kind of time to waste. No, everybody was honestly was just so nice.
To be honest, the text people on text line and listeners that knew what was going on when you took off, they kind of, you know, put the piece together and understood, and they had all the love for you. We missed you. I'm no dude like this, but the show was not as good without you. But we appreciate, and honestly, me and Falero, we talked about it. Having parents that are still alive and seeing what you went through, a little bit older than us, and seeing, God willing, down the line what to do. You really, it was an example set that what you did and how you dealt with the situation was an example set for the younger guys. So I know you don't like the heartfelt stuff out of me. That's what I'm trying to say with a little manhood to it. But yes, the way you dealt with the situation really, really affected me. It did.
I heard that from a lot of my mom's friends and family, or whatever. So one of her friends called me last night and said, I told my son that I want him to meet you because I want him to treat me the way you treated your mom at the end. But obviously, we all love our moms, and she earned it. She earned that treatment. Yes. And so I really, like I said, you kind of put your life on hold for a little bit and you take care of someone that is suffering. My mother went through an inhumane amount of pain. And it's no pain that a human should ever have to go through. And really, by the end, it's not just pain. It's the indignity of being sick and losing your body. Your body is failing you. And I will say also, I don't wish on my worst enemy a stay at Aventura Hospital. That place is a hellhole. That
really?
That place was practically criminal. I'll get into it later on today. That place was a hellhole. I hope someone from Aventura Hospital is listening, because there was no one there listening when we were there for 5 days. And we made a great escape. I did not want my mom to die in that hospital. My brother said to me words that I thought were perfect, which was, "This place is not worthy of her passing." And we got her out of there. My mother died in transit in an ambulance, escaping from Aventura Hospital.
Damn.
They had told me she's not going to make the ride. And I said, "I don't care. I want her out of here." And I was in the ambulance with her, holding her hand. Her best friend was with me as well in the ambulance. And she had this 10 seconds of sun when we went from the hospital, and that recirculated awful, god-awful air that recirculates in that hellhole. And she got 10 seconds of sun on her face, and we were going to a hospice in Delray Beach, like a standalone hospice. But I got her out of there. She didn't die in there. And that was a little feather in our cap at the end, because that place was, my brother was right, man. That place was not worthy of her passing in. So happy to have gotten her out of there, but happy to be back.
Slap somebody?
I would love to.
Give me a name.
My brother, when he got there, he said, "How come they have a metal detector walking into this place?" And I said, "Because you're going to want to slap someone or do worse. Just wait. You'll see." And that's exactly why, man. It was unbelievable. But anyway, I don't want to dwell on the negative, and I just want to do what Sandra would have wanted, which was to do a show. Her friend told me that when Sandra was driving, and if she had her friends in the car, if it was between 2 and 6, there was no talking allowed in the car. They had to listen to the show. And her friend told me, she said, "None of us knew what y'all were talking about." And I said, "I don't think you were the right demo." I said, "But even the demo, I'm not certain understands what we're talking about."
But they love us, though.
Yeah, they love us. So it was something.
On the back end, you know, lighten it up a little bit. I've thought of something for the shiva, where you just get together after a turmoil. You should have a niva.
A niva.
Yeah, like nothing. A nothing shiva.
A nothing shiva.
A niva.
I have to tell you, it's a great idea.
Is it a great idea?
It is a great idea, because I'm telling you, every Jew on the planet says the same thing to each other at a shiva. Sad that we only get together, all of us, for sad occasions like this. We should make it a point to get together, you know, during the year when everyone can be here and we can all sell. I'm telling you, this has been said year after year after year at shiva after shiva after shiva. And I think a niva, a no reason shiva,
a niva,
sounds like a good idea to me.
Yeah, but they say that at funerals too. So what, you're going to make a nuneral?
Right, make a nuneral, whatever.
Make a nuneral.
Can we just focus on Jews?
My niva. Hashtag love the nivas. Come on, man. We can get this rolling. Mm. A nothing shiva.
Right. So thank you, everyone, who was very supportive.
Not Aventura Hospital.
But not Aventura Hospital.
Grief.
Wait till I tell you some of the stories. Yeah, I mean, you won't believe it. You won't believe it.
So if I get in a wreck in front of Aventura,
run
to 95 with my broken leg.
Run to what is it, Mount Sinai on Miami Beach? Like, run. I'm not even kidding. Run.
They're not invited to the NIVA.
No, they are not. I'm thinking about inviting them to court. All right. Let me talk about Tucker Duke's Lunchbox. We're going to get back into the regular swing of things. Kim Bocamper is going to join us. Dolphins have a game on Thursday night. Like, We're where we've been waiting to get yes. for a couple of months now. Like, we're on the cusp of it. I was, you know, in Chicago, I was watching the Hall of Fame game. The Bears were playing, so it was a big deal there. We buried my mom in Chicago, so that's why I had returned to Chicago. It's one of the reasons that I had missed some additional days. When you have to bury someone and it's not in your hometown, there's all the arrangements or whatnot. But yeah, I was watching football and I'm like, here we are. Like, we're there. So we're going to talk about it all week. All right. If you listen to this show for a while, you hear me rave about Tucker Duke's lunchbox. One of the things I was looking forward to getting back to. I'm not even kidding you. And you know, there's some burgers up there that I like in Chicago. Yeah. But I was waiting to get back because of Tucker Duke's. By the way, tomorrow is Tucker Duke Tuesday, right? It's the first Tuesday of August.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. So tomorrow, Tucker Duke Tuesday, means you get a Tucker Duke burger for half price or $5 off. $5 off?
I got to check the sports flex.
Check that out. I think it's $5 off with the purchase of a beverage. No better day to get a Tucker Duke burger than on a Tucker Duke Tuesday. They've also got a special in August, a special burger, the Khaleesi, the August burger of the month, half-pound burger topped with ghost pepper, jack cheese, sriracha, chipotle mayo, crispy onions, spring mix lettuce, and plum tomatoes. That is a hot burger right there. Ghost peppers on it. That's the Khaleesi all this month at Tucker Duke's. $5 off a Tucker Duke burger. That's what Falero's telling
me. The first Tuesday, yes.
All right. So tomorrow, $5 off a Tucker Duke burger with the purchase of a beverage. Go to their website. You'll see it. Come Hungry, a Southern-style burger joint serving the best craft burgers, craft beers, and snacks in town. They are famous for the Tucker Duke burger. Half-pound burger with American cheese, piled high with onion rings, covered in their signature Tucker sauce. It is amazing. Tomorrow's a Tucker Duke Tuesday. You could try one of their other burgers. You could try the Mondragon. 6 slices of bacon, fried egg, 2 slices each of American and cheddar cheeses, Tucker sauce, spring mix, and tomato. Their burgers are out of this world. You could try one of the other entrees. They've got kickin' chicken and waffles, fried green tomato BLT. Put it this way. Everyone who goes to Tucker Duke's loves it. Visit their website. Follow them on Instagram, too. They're very active on Instagram. Check out the website, though. You'll see the amazing menu for yourself. TuckerDukes.com. Tucker Duke's Lunchbox. They've got 2 locations in our area. Deerfield Beach, 1101 South Powerline Road, a block south of Southwest 10th Street, where the Sawgrass ends, and Boca Raton, 1658 North Federal Highway, just north of Glades on Federal. Tucker Duke's Lunchbox. Again, tomorrow, Tucker Duke Tuesday. It's one of the best, most unique meals you will ever have. Check out their website at TuckerDukes.com. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Big fan of Macklemore.
Nah, I don't want to do a maudlin show, but I appreciate it. But there are, again, so many texts coming in right now from people that didn't know and that are, I'm telling you, one text after another is just beyond, like, nice. Like, it just I've always said about this show, and I haven't used it with the death of a loved one, but I've always said, you know, after a big Dolphins win, loss, we are this community. That's the great thing about local radio, is it is the last place where the community can come together and be part of this special community, and we can all share what we liked about the game, what we didn't like. We commiserate together, and as they say, it takes a village. You get through it together, and this is obviously that to a whole different level. But and then somebody else texts in, my condolences, but do you have any idea how we suffered too? I mean, Whittingham and Crowder? Come on, man.
Somebody else text, hey, Hawk, next time you take off, let me know so I can plan my vacation. Hey, fellas, I'm here, too. I can read this damn machine, too. I have one in front of me.
But I appreciate it. And you can always text in. It's the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 560-22. It really is. It's one after another. And I will read them all. There's too many right now, but I will read them all. And, you know, people sharing stories of how they lost, you know, a mother or father or lung cancer as well. And I'll tell you, it's you know, It just, it is what it is. It is a brutal disease. They could do a whole lot more with cancer now than they used to. That is the truth. When they found it with my mom, though, it had metastasized to a lot of places. But even radiation and whatnot, like she had numerous rounds of radiation that that really solved. She had terrible cancer in her shoulder, and the radiation alleviated all that pain, and it's very pinpoint nowadays. So there's no hair loss, there's no nausea. Like they really made some tremendous advancements in cancer. Obviously, not enough because too many people still die from cancer. But
and if it went over people's head, when did they find out? Like when was she diagnosed? Last October.
It was October 30th.
So we're 10 months.
Yeah.
10 months now. So all y'all have been listening for 10 months, and Hawk's been coming in here performing while going through this. And this was, you know, the end of it. But for 10 months, man, you did your thing. Real talk.
I said it a number of times on the air, though. Like, I looked forward to this. And really, when I was in Chicago, we had the funeral on Friday. And after the funeral, and then we were at the Shiva. And then I was thinking about, because I originally had told Len, I'll probably be off Monday. And then, man, I'm sitting there on Saturday, and I'm going, I got to get back. Like, I don't want more days off. Now, there's a lot to do. So when you lose now your second parent, when my dad died, you're tying up some loose ends, but my mom is still there. They've still got their place. They still need electricity. They still need cable. They still need internet. Now, it's really like you're closing up shop. Yeah. For
that generation,
my parents, I'm closing up shop. I had an interesting moment this morning. I call her insurance, her car insurance, because I have access to her email, and the car insurance guy sent a happy birthday email. My mom's birthday was the 29th. She died on the 31st, so she made it to 79. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll first, I called Social Security this morning to, you know, alert them of her death so they can stop sending benefits. And there was no one to talk to at Social Security. There's a long message about how on your Medicare card now, there's no longer going to be your Social Security number. You'll be getting your new Medicare card soon. Blah, blah, blah. Now, use our voice recognition. What would you like? I go, report a death. We're sorry for your loss. There's no one to talk to at this moment, though, as Social Security offices are always busy on Mondays and beginning of the month. Call back. Click. I'm like, really? That, like, they couldn't come up with a better automated message than that?
Do you have that? That's recorded, right?
Yeah.
So document it. You get that. You get that check. You take that check this month. She was getting a check.
She was getting
a
check.
You take that check. You tried to tell them stop, and they didn't listen.
So now I call her local insurance agent to cancel her car insurance because she's not going to be driving. So why pay insurance for her? You know, so I call. Now, again, I understand it's my loss. No one's ever going to feel about your mother the way you feel about your mother. They shouldn't. I don't. When I hear someone's mother died, I feel terrible. I give someone compassion, but I'm certainly not going to feel the way that they do. I shouldn't. But this guy didn't want to lose his business. Like the moment it cancels, like he gets a little bit of his commission or whatever. So he says, oh, I'm very sorry to hear about your loss. Sandra was a nice lady. Do you still have possession of the car? I said, yeah, it's in her parking spot. Like, and he said, well, you really don't want to cancel the insurance in case something were to happen to the car and it's illegal to. And I said, she's dead. Like, I don't know how to make this any clearer. And he said, well, if it was involved in an accident or something, and he said, or if, you know, the state finds out or whatever, my right hand to God, they'll suspend her license. I go, what?
So she can't drive now?
I go, suspend her license. I go, what part are you not getting? I said, you can call the police right now. Call the police right now and suspend her license. I just don't want her to pay another dime towards auto insurance.
He wanted to keep that business.
He wanted to keep, even if he got an extra few weeks out of it, dude wanted to keep that business. And then, like, his ace in the hole was her license might get suspended.
Don't want to do that.
License might get suspended. I go, well, will she be shocked?
Why are you trying to make me laugh?
Because you know what? There's all this stuff that, you know, and you know this as an adult. Like, I mean, that's the way it should be. Any parent wants their kids to be burying them, not the other way around. The circle of life should happen this way. So, again, I've gone through some of this with my dad, but I've never gone through the part where I'm really closing it down for that part of the family. And it's mind-boggling. But it's hard to figure out where to start and, like, you know, I mean, it's just a little bit of everything. I mean,
did you get condolences fatigue?
No, I really didn't. I was touched by it. I didn't respond to a lot of the condolences, maybe because I was fatigued by responding. And I will respond to. I mean, I posted a picture of my mom and my son on Twitter. Now, Twitter is a bastion of cruelty. It's the social media equivalent to Aventura Hospital. And in all honesty, Twitter, it was so supportive. It was like, I was like, wow, this is why Twitter is great. Like, it was just one from people I'd never met. Some people taking the time to write something that was so touching. I got a text from Vance Phillips, who I used to work with. He did mornings at Magic 102.7. I got one of the nicest texts, and he's an Alabama fan. Like, I didn't know he was capable of that. You can't root for Alabama and come up with something that touching. It's not congruous.
He had a ghostwriter.
Yeah, he had a ghostwriter. But I'm in all honesty, from everyone at this radio group, I don't work, you know, hand in hand with Kenny Walker over at, where does he work now? The Beach, Kenny Walker. I think he does mornings at the Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, just like the nicest email that you could receive. And like I said, the texts from Carrie Ann, the big boss here, and just the attitude from Len, our program director, it was all heartwarming.
Okay, now that you say that, I'm glad, because there's a bunch of people that told me to tell you condolences and sorry for your loss, and I forgot all their names.
That's all right.
Okay, but there was dozens of them, bro. About 40 or 50, so there's 40 or 50 from me coming.
There was plenty.
I have no list.
It really is. It was heartwarming. The whole process of losing a parent when they are being tortured is like, I know that even with my dad who had pancreatic cancer, my mom who had lung cancer, there is some benefit to knowing in advance, look, they're going to die. The oncologist had made it clear to us in October, like, you're not going to beat this. So there is this benefit of being able to come to grips with it. The terrible part is the suffering and the torture at the end. But also, plenty of people lose their parents without a moment's notice.
Yeah.
They're there one day, they are gone the next, and that's a whole different animal. You don't have to see them being tortured, but you also don't get to come to grips with saying goodbye, you know, over a long period of time. So there's both of those. Like, I knew that I was going to have to walk into my mother's place, and she wasn't going to be there, and I was going to have to start looking through everything. And you know, it's eerie, but I had come to grips with that weeks prior. You know, someone who loses their parent like that, and then all of a sudden you're just going through their stuff, and you see on the calendar they had an appointment, you know, on Tuesday and whatever. So, no one wants to lose a parent. It was sad and it was difficult but got through it. That's what people do. And I got through it with the support of everyone from around here and listeners and whatnot. So,
did you find anything cool in her items?
So what have I found?
Like I told you a story where I searched my dad's stuff and found the little freaky drawers with the elephant face and the little hole in the front
yeah,
for the trunk.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. But he's alive.
Yeah, he's just nasty. Yeah, he's living. He's just nasty and living, yeah.
In all honesty, I haven't gone through much of her stuff yet. You know, we had to find something to bury her in. I called one of her friends. My mom is high fashion, so I had to call one of her friends because
you're low fashion.
We even said at the funeral, my brother and I both, like, she did not want two boys that loved cargo shorts and shopping at Target. Like, she wanted a Neiman Marcus son, you know, to follow what she was doing. But we're not capable of that. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So
we've seen the picture.
I had a friend come down and choose what we were going to bury her in. But anyway, a bunch of people have texted, you know, I'd prefer you talk about her all day rather than the Dolphins. But no, we're going to talk Dolphins. We're gonna get into all the regular stuff. But I'm just getting a guy. I've been gone for several days. And so I catch everybody up to what's going on. So we'll take a quick break. We'll get into the regular fun and revelry when we return.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Selena Gomez.
Oh, yeah. It was a good video. No, it was a great video. I remember when this video came in. Do you remember this video?
Is it sexually?
It was sexy.
Oh, sexy. Sorry.
Video was sexy.
She said she can't keep her hands to herself, even when she tries. That's assault.
Well, if she's alone, though, it's not.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is a self-pleasure.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
She better not touch me without consent.
I'm good with it.
Is she bad? Who is this?
It's Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez? Yeah,
she's no, hell no. She's a child. I can't look
no,
at that.
No, but I think she's got to be like 25 now.
Yeah, 25, 26.
25?
Well, I just feel funny.
I understand. 560 WQAM invites you to join Big O Live from the Man Cave at Twin Peaks in Davie. After every training camp practice, Twin Peaks will have great drink and food specials. So come cool off and hang with 560 WQAM and Big O at Twin Peaks. Eat, drinks, and scenic views. I think he was there today, wasn't he?
He was, and he'll be there tomorrow as well.
We've got some sound today. I know Kim Bocamper is going to join us in about 15 minutes. We'll talk about the Miami Dolphins. We've got sound coming in today from Adam Gase and whatnot. So I didn't see any of the scrimmage on Saturday. Did you see any of it? I know that there was some talk about Tannehill to Gesicki. Seems like a quality hookup.
Seems like they're getting right. And Gesicki's stepping up as that guy. He's stepping up as the second-round pick we want. And him and Tannehill have some continuity. Somebody had to make up for Jarvis's targets. Jarvis is getting 150 targets a year. I hope Mike Gesicki can step into that spot. And it would be great for that big target to be there right in the middle for Tannehill.
I am just at this place, and I'll tell you, like, looking at the preseason stuff for college, and the Hurricanes are a top 10 preseason team, I'm like, wow, that, like, what a change is going on there. And I happen to believe, hot take alert, I happen to believe Malik Rozier is going to have a breakout season. Like, this kid who everyone is, you know, oh, I don't know, do you really want to go into the season? Do you remember what happened the last three games and whatnot? I think Malik Rozier is going to have a breakout season. So that's my hot take. I have a lot more excitement for the Miami Hurricanes than I do the Miami Dolphins. And I've talked about it with you before. Like, I think so many things need to go right. But think about what we're doing here after a scrimmage. And again, I'm catching up because I was in Chicago and I had a lot on my mind. So I'm trying to gather it all from articles and whatnot. But it seems like people are going, oh, yeah, the Tannehill to Gesicki, like, that's what we needed. And I'm like, wow, like, look at some of the combinations that exist in the NFL. And then take a step back before you anoint Tannehill to Gesicki as the saving grace for the Miami Dolphins. And I don't want to be Mr. Negative heading into the season because I'm always excited at the beginning of a season. But I don't know how they're going to exceed my expectations, which happen to be low. I just don't see it all.
One of those, a couple storylines that you missed. One, Cameron Wake says Charles Harris is the best ever.
I did see that Charles Harris was balling out.
But he's not starting, but Cam's just blessing him, saying he's the best ever. I think that might be an OG helping out the young guy, saying, hey, he's coming around. They picked up Robert Quinn for a reason, so I can't go with that. You missed this, too. There was a day, was it Thursday or Friday, that Xavier Howard became Darrell Revis?
Thursday,
yeah.
Three picks.
I read something from Omar that said Xavier Howard is on the cusp of being a breakout cornerback.
I think we had a lot of overreaction this camp. When you miss, we had overreaction. One was Xavier Howard, and now it's moved to Gesicki. The Gesicki thing, man, if that's legit, we got action now.
Absolutely. But what is, like, in other words, are we saying that's Brady to Gronkowski? Like
maybe not there yet.
So like what does it mean when we get, and it's great to get excited about it, and obviously you have a second round draft pick and you've needed a tight end, like it all sounds good, but even with like Xavier Howard, like what are the chances that he's, now maybe he is the next Darrell Revis.
Yeah.
Maybe he is, but what are the chances that he's the next Darrell Revis, that Tannehill to Gesicki is really the next Brady to Gronkowski? Like what are the chances of all these things being as good as you need them to be in order for the team to have a really good season?
The Xavier Howard, I'll let you know Thursday. Because he's going to go out there, he's going to line up against who they playing? The Bucs first?
Buccaneers, so Mike Evans.
So he's going to line up against Mike Evans. We got action.
But for what? I mean, a series or two?
Maybe. Yeah.
And knowing Mike Evans is their guy, they're going to throw it, Mike. Mike needs to get some burn first preseason game.
Who's their quarterback? Because Jameis is
The fluffy-haired boy.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
Really?
The fluffy beard. Yeah. They brought him. He did okay. He was like one and two in the starts last year.
He beat us last year.
Yeah, that was the one.
30-22.
That was the one. They. But Xavier Howard will see it. The thing with Mike Gesicki, he's not going to be Gronk to Brady to Gronk, but to see that if Mike Gesicki's singled, if he's one-on-one and he can beat that guy, and knowing they got to respect him with a safety or somebody, like to gain that respect where if Tannehill sees a one-on-one with Gesicki, I'm letting him have the ball.
I can get it to him. I have enough protection here. And
he can out-jump people. He can out-run people. He had a long touchdown. I think he's going to be more of a red zone threat. But he had a longer touchdown one of those practices where he did get vertical and use that 4-5 speed. So that would be the thought. Don't go Gronk, but let's just say, hey, we were trying to find the security blanket, the comfort level that Jarvis took away from Tannehill with him leaving. If it's Mike Gesicki, I'm okay with that.
And then you got, I was reading, you know, the running backs, because the depth chart, I was reading Joe Shad in the Palm Beach Post, so the depth chart was released. Frank Gore and Kenyon Drake are 1-1A. There's no definitive starter, I think, for backup quarterbacks. Brock Osweiler, David Fales are 1-1A there. So there's some stuff that is up in the air, I guess. The next 4 weeks, we'll start to learn a little bit about it on Thursday night. But
I think the quarterback thing, your backup, whatever happens, happens. We'll see.
Osweiler, from what I read, had a very good.
He was perfect on script.
Like seven of seven,
50 yards and a touchdown.
That running back thing, though. Brock, he's Brock Hawk.
But there was a time where Brock Osweiler was thought of as one of the better quarterbacks in the league.
That's when they gave him $70 million.
Yeah. And so I'm saying, like,
they found out he was garbage after the $70 million and sent him somewhere else. Brock is Brock better than Matt Moore? We don't know. But he's not that much better.
I'm not certain.
Is.
I thought David Fales was a shoe-in for the backup quarterback, and I'm not 100% certain. I think that if Brock Osweiler continues playing, just from what I've read, continues playing the way that he's playing, that might not be a bad guy to have as your backup.
But with the running backs, I think the flaw is doing that 1A, 1B thing. Like, Frank Gore's 35 years old. He's not going to be a running back in the future.
Let Kenyon Drake be your starting running back. Know that he's going to have the majority of the carries and go into games knowing that.
And plan the future. Mm-hmm. Like Frank, we know why Frank's, and Frank got, he 960 yards last year. He can still get tote the ball. He's not going to be your future. He's not going to be your offense moving forward. He's coming in to teach Kalen Ballage how to play and teach Kenyon Drake how to be a professional and be a starting running back. They need to start Drake and have Frank come off the bench. When Drake needs a burn, or if they have a package they want Frank to run in, because Frank is a pretty good zone runner, hey, this is your package, Frank, but the starter is Kenyon Drake. The only reason I say that, I love Frank Gore, Kenyon Drake's your future. He's your future. He's your guy moving forward for the next 6-7 years if you want him to be. Frank Gore's going to give you a year. I don't think Frank Gore's on this team a year from today. So why would you do that to Kenyon, taking his snaps or even his confidence away by letting, oh, we don't know who's the starter. Kenyon Drake starting, Frank Gore backs him up. I think that's the best way to go about it.
Hey, just for fun, as long as we're talking about Frank Gore, who's a UM guy, play the Ray Lewis, just the part where he gets into the numbers and the math, because he's trying to make a point here about the numbers 5 and 7.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden he gets number 52 in Baltimore, and
it adds up to 7.
I got it.
Yeah.
But it's not 5 and 7. It's just 7 at that point. Like I is everyone as confused as I was? And I love Ray Lewis. Was everyone as confused as I was by the numbers in this thing?
No, he was born. What is it? 5-17-75.
A whole
and
bunch
all of them were
fives and sevens.
But 7 for the tribe, and Christianity is number of completion. On the seventh day, they rested. You know, like it's 7's a big number. You know how like 666 is the devil. I don't know where the hell that came from either.
I think that was just made up in movies. But seven is God's number, like six is the devil's number. That's what he was saying. I understand him fully.
You understood this?
I understood him fully.
Play this, Valero. Listen to me.
No matter the journey, it's too many ups and downs. But boy, when you believe in 5-15-75, remember five and remember seven, because they're going to have a recurring attitude in my message.
Really?
5-15-75, my mother had me, ironically, when she was 15 years old.
Who?
5-15-75, right? I played 17 years. I go to the University of Miami, right? And I get signed one of the last scholarships ever given, right? I didn't even have a scholarship. I wasn't even in the media guide. And the coach asked me, Randy Shannon asked me, what was the number you wanted? He said, the last numbers we got is these numbers. And I looked and those numbers was 5 and 2. And I said, give me that 52. He said, why you like 52? I said, because B-Dog, that's God's number. That's completion. I played 17 years. I leave 17 years. I go play in Super Bowl 47. I get inducted to go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Super Bowl 52.
Ooh.
Man, God's something else.
God is something else.
God's something else.
God's something else.
God's something else.
Woo! But what is the 17? Where does that come into it?
Seven. Seven's the end.
But it's the number 17.
But like, seven's the number of completion.
And then what else did he say?
You know what seven else is? It's a prime number.
Okay.
Think about it. You can't. Only thing multiplies with seven is 7 and 1. There's no twos and threes in seven. Seven is perfect.
But what about the number one? He never said anything about number one.
But he also talks about 47. He threw a 47 in there.
No matter the journey. It's too many ups and downs.
Too many ups and downs.
Mm-hmm. But boy, when you believe in 5-15-75.
5-15-75.
Remember five and remember seven, because they're going to have a recurring attitude in my message.
I'm the one.
5-15-75, my mother 75. Had me. Ironically, when she was 15 years old.
15.
15.
5-15-75, okay. Right? I played 17 years.
Played 17, there's a seven.
I go to the University of Miami, right, and I signed one of the last scholarships ever given. Right? I didn't even have a scholarship. I wasn't even.
I think he meant that season. That season.
And the coach asked me, Randy Shannon asked me, what was the number you wanted? He said, the last numbers we got is these numbers. And I looked and those numbers was 5 and 2. And I said, give me that 52. He said, why you like 52? I said, because B-Dog, that's God's number.
Oh.
That's completion.
Okay.
I played 17 years. 17. I leave 17 years. I go play in Super Bowl 47.
47.
I get inducted to go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Super Bowl 52.
Not five,
man, God,
plus two.
Something else.
Five,
man,
plus
God,
two?
God, something else. God, something else.
God is something else. Jesus is on the main line, Hawk. Tell him what you need.
Kimbo Camper, Dolphins legend. He's going to join us next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.